This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm David First. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, more than a dozen reporters, and a couple hundred Republicans walk into a bar in New Hampshire on a Friday night. It's not the premise for a joke. It's just what happened. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio was there in Dover, New Hampshire last night, and he joins us now to tell us the latest about the governor who is almost getting ready to run for president. Hi, Matt.
Hi, David.
A week ago, two former Christie appointees were indicted and another pled guilty as part of the Bridgegate affair. Has that controversy followed Christie up to New Hampshire?
It took 2 days, but it finally did. Christie had not gotten a single question about this until he asked for his last question at the end of a 90-minute town hall Friday night at a pub called Fury's in a town called Dover. A woman stood up. She said she was originally from New Jersey, from Teaneck, and she was just infuriated about the lane closures. She said it reminded her of a feudal king who doesn't care about his subjects. Christie then just launched into this long, passionate response, which was notable, I thought, for two reasons. One, he seemed to hint that he fired the three people whom the U.S. attorney has held responsible for what happened. In reality, only one was fired. The other two resigned a month earlier for what he had said at the time were unrelated reasons. Then Christie said he was done talking about Bridgegate.
I'm not proud or happy of what happened, but I'm going to stop apologizing for it, too. Because I've said my piece to the people of my state and to the people of Fort Lee who were affected.
But it is an open question about what the political ramifications of all this will be. Earlier in the day, I went and tracked down another possible candidate, Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is campaigning at a diner and who, like Christie, hasn't yet announced his candidacy. I asked him if Bridgegate would be an issue for Christie, and he said no. He said Christie had handled the issue appropriately, and it's over. So this might not even be fodder for would-be candidates, which is great news for Christie.
Well, what about the locals, the voters in New Hampshire? How are they responding?
Except for that one woman who asked the question, most really dismiss it as just the bridge thing. That's what they call it. The only people who it seems to matter to are New Jersey transplants. I spoke to an 80-year-old man who grew up in Englewood, New Jersey, and he used to take the GW Bridge to work on Wall Street decades ago. And so he could have really appreciate the chaos that this traffic jam caused. And he said, if you're the leader and you didn't know, you should have known. And it's definitely going to make a difference when it comes time for him to vote. But he said his friends and neighbors up there, they don't appreciate the extent of the traffic jam or how wild this whole scheme was. And that exact sentiment was expressed by a guy I talked to named Mervyn Newton, who was out at Joey's Diner to meet the governor. He stopped eating his eggs and beans to tell me he thinks Bridgegate has just gotten way too much coverage and attention.
You know, I can't edit what goes on TV, but I would edit that out.
Why would you edit that out?
It's not important. I mean, how many times... I mean, you can't accept the truth. You've got to say, well, there's got to be something there. Wise up, you know.
Wise up. So if Bridgegate isn't an issue, why is he polling at just 3% in the latest poll of Republicans in New Hampshire?
David, I wish I knew. Christie's advisors really wish they knew, too. They are somewhat dumbfounded. I mean, Christie has been up here more than almost any other potential candidate. He's done roundtables with potential donors and met voters at diners and delivered wonkish policy speeches. He gets tons of media coverage, but so far he has not gotten momentum up here.
All right. He's not popular in New Hampshire. He's not even popular in his home state. His approval rating is below 40% in New Jersey, a record low. Does his team really think he can pull this off?
They say he can, one voter at a time. Literally, that's the plan. He needs to win New Hampshire, the first primary in the nation. He's coming here next week. He's coming here the week after that. And he's doing the folksy thing. He met a veteran at a diner and he asked the man about whether veterans should be getting vouchers so they can get medical care outside of and beyond VA hospitals. And the guy said he didn't think so. And Christie put his hand on the vet's shoulder and said, tell me why. I had never seen this listening Christie before. And he's starting to find his presidential campaign voice. He's starting to take positions on things, climate change, he says is real. Social Security says to raise the retirement age. He wants to extend the Patriot Act and continue NSA bulk collection of phone records. He said Obamacare should be replaced with a state-based system. That was a totally new position for him. He often sounds like he's running for president, and he sounds like he's running against President Obama, blaming him for everything domestically and also abroad. He blamed him for chaos in the Middle East and Russia and everywhere else.
All right. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz reporting from New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.